When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
baby, one last kiss. 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 Baby, oh baby, give me one last kiss.
Oh baby, one last kiss. You never felt like this. Oh baby, not like this. You know I need your love.
Oh baby, give me one
more time. Oh baby, one more time. You make me feel so fine. Oh baby, so fine. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Give me one more kiss.
Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. I need you so bad. If I have to go, just give me one last kiss.
One last kiss. Oh baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh baby, not like this. You know I need your love.
Now, did you think you were listening to Cousin Brucey by accident?
No.
Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the 2018 Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that song sounded like the perfect rock and roll doo-wop song for the early 1960s, and indeed it was brilliantly performed in that cover we just heard by the Marcells, who had a big hit with Blue Moon the year before. But it is, of course, one of the great songs from the wonderful score to Bye Bye Birdie, and that is what we're going to be celebrating today. We're going to, that's the story, Morning Glory. We're going to go back to April of 1960, and really enjoy the musical values and charm and wit and perceptions of this show. Now, Bye Bye Birdie, I'm sure, is known and beloved by many, if not all of you out there. It's one of the still one of the champs in high schools and amateur productions. And there's been a movie and a TV version. There was supposed to be a second TV version with J-Lo this year, but it's been pushed back indefinitely. So I think I'm just going to plunge right in and celebrate this show. Bye Bye Birdie was an original show. It made the careers of so many people. Dick Van Dyke, Cheetah Rivera, who was known but not a big star. Paul Lynn, of course. Dick Gaudier, Gower Champion, who directed and choreographed. And Charles Strauss and Lee Adams. And Michael Stewart, who wrote the show. It was an original show. It was about America at the time. Of course, it was a spoof of not rock and roll per se, but I would say America's reaction to rock and roll, specifically Elvis Presley, who burst upon the scene in 1954 and certainly by 1957 became a superstar, was on all the major television shows, and in 1958 was inducted into the U.S. Army. And that forms the kind of, what would I say, rock bed of the plot of this particular show. So actually, let us go to Elvis in 1957 at the height of his popularity, pre-U.S. Army popularity, and listen to a song he sang that made the pop charts. It might sound a little familiar.
The way you act, you never would know it's there. Now, baby, time's a wasting. A lot of kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. Got a lot of living to do. Whole lot of loving to do. Come on, baby. To make you fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got. What are they doing with a lady? There's a balmy little breeze that's a whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to bid your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing. But up real close and be my little heart. What are they doing with a lady? Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen. But you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you, dear. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? What are they doing with the lady? And there's no one who but what they do with the lady. But there's no one who but what they do with the lady.
Does that title sound familiar? It's called I've Got a Lot of Living to Do, but it's not the same as the show that we're going to hear. The show tune we're going to hear in a little bit. Anyway, Charles Strauss and Lee Adams had kicked around various summer camps and off-Broadway reviews, and they were the ultimate sort of unknown until Edward Padua brought their idea that Michael Stewart came up about an English teacher who is writes songs for this great rock and roll star called Conrad Birdie, spoof on the Western C&W singer Conway Twitty. What do birds do? They twit, they tweet, whatever it is they do. Anyway, the machinations involve Albert Peterson's attempts to earn back some money to pay Conrad Birdie and his secretary slash pseudo fiance Rosie Alvarez to sort of get him to get out of the music business and become an English teacher. The plot's a little complicated, so I'm not going to delve into it at great length, but here's the basic premise, and we will hear Cheetah Rivera, who starred in it on Broadway and also in the London cast, where she played opposite Peter Marshall of the Hollywood Squares. So let's hear a little of the first real cut from Bye Bye Birdie from the London cast album.
His going in the army is the best thing he could do. Now you're free to start to do what you wanted to. Albert, Albert, Albert. I remember how you told me I should trust him for a year. It was just for a year, but it's 8 years, Albert. 8 long years, Albert.
The takes time to build up a business like this, Rose.
It was only a sideline, that's what you said. You just needed some money, that's what you said. You were going to college and get ahead. Instead of being a music business bum, you were going back to school and become...
Don't say it, Rose!
Teacher.
Oh, Rose.
And furthermore, he wrote poetry.
Rose, please.
And he may not look it now, operator, but at one time, Albert Peterson was considered an intellectual.
I ruined the show business.
An English teacher, an English teacher. If only you'd been an English teacher, we'd have a little apartment in Queens. You'd get a summer vacation, and we would know what life means. A man who's got his master's is really someone. How proud I'd be if you had become one. It could have been such a wonderful life. I could have been Mrs. Peterson, Mrs. Albert Peterson, Mrs. College Professor Peterson, the English teacher's wife. It was goodbye, Geoffrey Chaucer. Hello, William Morris. Goodbye, NYU. Hello, Al Malu, cause when you wrote Conrad's first hit, Ugga Bugga Boo, then I knew that was it. You were through with English forever. An English teacher is really someone. How proud I'd be if you had become one. It could have been such a wonderful life. I could have been Mrs. Peterson, Mrs. Albert Peterson, Mrs. College Professor Peterson.
Can I speak to Deborah Sue?
Those are the Rampaging Teenagers of Sweet Apple in the Midwest, which is where Albert and Rosie are going to stage Conrad Birdie's One Last Kiss, his big event that will be filmed and spread nationally to hopefully make some money back before he gets inducted into the Army. I said I wouldn't go further into the plot, but oops, there I did. So those are the pubescent chorus of this particular show. I didn't know what puberty was till I was past it. And again, the brilliance of the show, as I said, was difficult to get off the ground. It was all unknowns and an original story about rock and roll, which Broadway people, frankly, couldn't have cared too much about in 1960. But Goddard Lieberson, the genius executive producer at Columbia Records, loved the score, according to Charles Strauss, and practically wrote a check on the spot. And they were off and running. Dick Van Dyke was not quite Dick Van Dyke then. He had been in a few reviews on Broadway, I think The Girls Against the Boys. And Charles Strauss himself will tell a story about how a song was written that made both the show and Dick Van Dyke into supernovas of the Broadway scene.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to do a couple of songs that might show you some of the things that happened, which were a result of the staging or the underlying dramatics, the performers, the costumes. They all had an effect on these songs. First, there was a song that was in Bye Bye Birdie. It involved what we thought was a terribly clever idea. We had Dick Van Dyke, and there was a moment in the play in which he was very depressed and had to set up a television show, the Ed Sullivan Show, and he was working with the lighting man who was throwing different color spots on him, and he would be in and out of them dancing, singing in and out of these spots. He would also be able to express what was inside him and be able to dance. And it was a number right up Gower Champion's alley, who was the director. We couldn't miss with this number. A big hit, right? No, wrong. It was a real flop, and we couldn't understand it. For some reason, it didn't work. We thought there was nothing else to do but throw out the song, which is Lee's and my habit. We're very impatient with a song not working. But it was Marge Champion, Gower's then wife, who had what I thought was the corniest idea in the world, put it in a spot in the first act where he sang the song to two little girls who were very depressed at seeing their hero, Conrad Birdie, leaving for the Army. But we tried it, and magically, it worked right away. And you could tell this was a spot where the audience wanted to see Dick Van Dyke dance. They wanted to see this happen with two little funny, wonderful-looking girls who were depressed, and the number went on to become one of the great successes in the show. Anyway, here was the number.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Great moment in musical theater. Have you ever seen a clip from it? I think there's one from the Ed Sullivan Show, of all things. Dick Van Dyke is just unbelievable. The epitome of charm. Well, in our show, there is a big photo op where Conrad Birdie is presented in front of all the press, and we will go to the London cast album, and we'll get Peter Marshall and Cheetah Rivera telling us that Conrad Birdie is simply a typical, normal American boy.
Hey, Conrad, how about answering a couple of questions? Like, how do you feel about having to go into the Army?
How does he feel? You ask how he feels? He's much too shy to tell you, so I'll tell you how he feels. He feels brave and eager, strangely humble, proud to be a plain GI.
He will gladly face those bullets, for he's not afraid to die.
Volunteered. I thought he was drafted.
And he appealed three times.
Sing. We love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad. And we'll be true. When you're not near us, we're blue. Oh, Conrad, we love you.
What's the pitch on that Hollywood starlet, Conrad? Are you two engaged?
Is he engaged? Is Conrad engaged? There's absolutely nothing to the rumor he's engaged.
She's a real pal, like a sister, but it doesn't mean a thing. And that 18 carat diamond, it was just a friendship ring.
Oh, he's a one of many, patriotic, nothing more than a American boy.
Then why was her husband so mad?
Sing!
I'll never forget the first time Conrad found out he'd been inducted into the armed forces. Mr. Peterson, he cried eagerly, do you think I can get assigned to the frontline trenches? And in that way, I can get me one of those dirty Jerrys.
Albert.
Or whoever's dirty this time.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, give us the real scoop. Is Conrad still drinking a lot?
Now listen here. This gossip must stop. He goes to church each Sunday and he doesn't touch a drop.
He's as decent as a minister. He's as sober as a judge. He subscribes to every charity. And his hobby's making fudge.
Is it true that you found Conrad in a reform school?
Through. I'll tell you where he came from. Here's the story, and it's true. He was born in Indochina.
He was born in Old Virginia.
Son of missionaries there.
On a 1,000-acre farm.
Very poor and very hungry.
From a line of wealthy planters.
What a cruel life to bear.
Full of genteel southern charm.
Soon he drifted down the
in the evening by the river.
To a waterfront saloon.
In the moonlight he would croon.
That is where I heard him.
That's where Conrad started singing.
Underneath the Hong Kong moon.
Beneath that old
plantation. We love you. Oh, you beautiful horse patience. Sorry. Your amberways of grain. America, America. The steady state of Vietnam.
Very ahead of its time. one of the first numbers about a photo op. Interesting, Peter Marshall was in the London version. Cheetah Rivera told me she, as much as she loved Dick Van Dyke, which was enormous, she sort of had a better, she thought, musical rapport with Peter Marshall. Of course, Peter Marshall went on to become host of Hollywood Squares, where Paul Lynde was the center square for so long. So all of these lives intersect with Bye Bye Birdie. Well, one of the things that's fascinating to me about Bye Bye Birdie is even though it's about rock and roll, there are only a couple of rock and roll numbers. It's really a normal American musical. But it did attract a few people sort of around the rings of teen idoldom. And there was a 1963 film which featured Bobby Rydell, who was a major teen idol at the time, not in the role of Conrad Birdie, oddly, but Kim McAfee's boyfriend, Hugo. Again, a little complicated. So let's hear Bobby Rydell, who cut an album of Bye Bye Birdie singles in 1963. We also like him because one of his hit songs was a song called I've Got Bonnie. And I'm sure Bonnie Grice loves that number. Anyway, here is Bobby Rydell to sing a gender-reversed song called One Special Girl.
One girl to go with, to talk with and walk with. One girl, that's the way it should be. One girl, one certain girl. One girl to laugh with, to joke with, have coke with. One girl, not two or three. One day you find out this is what life is all about. You meet someone who is living just for you. One girl, one steady girl, one girl to be with forever and ever. One girl, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. One day you find out this is what life is all about. You need someone who is living just for you. One girl, one steady girl, one girl to be with forever and ever. One girl, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Whoa.
Oh. sincere.
Then it's gotta be right.
When I sing about a girl,
oh, baby. That's the Marcells covering Honestly Sincere, another Conrad Birdie song from the score to Bye Bye Birdie, Strauss and Adams. One of the great ironies for me in the pop world is all these awesome pop songs that they wrote for Conrad Birdie, or two or three of them, never got off the ground as one of the few covers by any contemporary group. And the big hits from the show were the more the Tin Pan Alley Broadway-type tunes, which we'll hear more of as we move towards the curtain of Act One of Bye Bye Birdie. Well, one of the gimmicks is that this typical Midwestern family called the McAfees have to put up with Conrad Birdie staying in their home. Their daughter Kim loves the idea, but Harry McAfee, the dad, is not the least bit thrilled until Albert and Rosie dangle in front of him the prospect of appearing on the most highly rated, highly regarded variety show of the 50s and 60s, the Ed Sullivan Show. So here is Paul Lynde ready to work his inimitable magic with him for a Sunday evening.
Me on the Ed Sullivan Show? Ed Sullivan. Me, Harry McAfee, appearing with Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan.
This, you know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss. Oh, one more time. Oh, baby, one more time. You make me feel so blind. Oh, baby, so blind. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss. Go like this. Baby, I need you so, but if I have to go one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss.
Give me one last kiss.
Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. Baby, I need you so, but if I have to go, just give me one last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Give me one last kiss. Me one last kiss.
One last kiss.
That is the song that concludes Act One of Bye Bye Birdie, sung by Conrad Birdie. In this case, sung by an actual teen idol who was in his teens. I think he was 18 or 19. Bobby V, one of the only, if not the only, teen idol to actually record one of the songs from Bye Bye Birdie in the time in which it was running. Well, Act One comes down. This is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street, looking, spinning some platters here and looking at Bye Bye Birdie, one of the most definitive songs in the Broadway canon, and certainly a great song to open the decade of the 1960s. One of the things that happens inevitably, it was made into a movie in 1963, which very much distorted the plot. It's not well beloved by Broadway fans, even though it has Dick Van Dyke and Paul Lynde in it. It did have Anne Margaret, who was so, what can I say, not revered, desired is maybe a better word, by the film's producer and director, that he created a opening and closing number to the movie just for her, written by Strauss and Adams. She was, made her a star too. The magic of Bye Bye Birdie conveys its star sparkle to a lot of people, and supposedly she was so desired by people on the set that when the closing party happened, there was a toast, and Paul Lynde got up and said, "I just want to thank you, Anne Margaret. I'm the only person in the cast who didn't want to sleep with you." Anyway, here is Bye Bye Birdie, courtesy of Strauss and Adams, a song that maybe more people know than songs from the show. But take it away, Anne Margaret.
We love you.
Shake an apple off and
tree. Shake a shake a sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'd rather take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm.
Well, we return to where we began with Elvis Presley. That was Stuck on You. The creators of Bye Bye Birdie were afraid that it would take so long to get the show off the ground that Elvis would be discharged from the army by the time the show opened. And that's exactly what happened. He was discharged in March of 1960. Bye Bye Birdie opened in April of 1960. And that was the first song, new song of Elvis's after he was discharged. So that was the number one song the week that Bye Bye Birdie opened. How about that, folks? Well, let us go to Act Two, and we have another song by Conrad Birdie, which is not in the rock mode, more the Tin Pan Alley mode, where he is kind of digging real life with the teenage fans who surround him. And here is the one and only Sammy Davis Jr., Sammy Davis Jr., to tell us what it's like to have a lot of living to look forward to.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. And there's wine already for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it, and it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. Got a lot of living to do. Man, there's such a lot of living to do.
why there's music to play, places to go and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living, such a lot of living to do.
Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Can understand anything they say. Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs, noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? Kids! I don't mind the moonlight swims, it's the loop that hurts. Kids! How we ever beat the Russians? Kids! I didn't know what puberty was until I was almost past it.
Laughing, singing, dancing, grinning, morons. And while we're on the subject,
kids,
they are just impossible to control. Kids, with their awful clothes and their rock and roll. Why can't they dance like we did?
What's wrong with Sammy Kay?
What's the matter with kids today?
Indeed, what is wrong with Sammy Kay? Nothing in my book. Wasn't Charles Strauss clever to set that to a Charleston beat? That, of course, is the eternal song of the adults in Bye Bye Birdie. And again, it's worth remembering that Bye Bye Birdie, for all its focus on teenage activity, was pretty much an adult show. Late in the second act, Albert and Rosie split up and have a fight, whatever. And Albert goes into a bar and sings one of the, to me, greatest unsung ballads in Broadway history. It's rarely recorded by anyone, but I think Tony Bennett does a phenomenal job with Baby, Talk to Me.
Talk to me, baby. Won't you talk to me? I don't care what you say, baby. Talk to me. Must you be, oh, so far away?
Thank you.
And if you miss me, tell me so. Are you lonely? Tell me so. Say you love me. Tell me so, honey. Let me know. Talk to me till I press you close to me. Then you'll see we won't have to talk at all.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Well, no history of Bye Bye Birdie would be complete without mentioning this rather odd blip. In 1981, one of the few sequels ever to appear on the musical stage was a show called Bring Back Birdie, which was an ignominious flop, even though it starred Donald O'Connor and Cheetah Rivera. But let's hear a little of it against score by Strauss and Adams. Here is Maurice Hines and Cheetah Rivera to give us the briefest of samplings of Bring Back Birdie.
It's what I live for. If I cry, you know I will go where you lead. I will always follow you. You are what I need. More than life itself. Bring back Birdie, please, or I'll die.
Bring back Birdie.
20 happy years flew so quickly by, oh how. 20,000 meals cooked and served in wild Albert. For an English teacher, you're a silly creature. 20 happy years, boy, I thought it all was heaven. Now I know that it was one big lie. 20 happy years, oh, 20 happy years go by.
Well, before we say bye-bye to the real Bye-Bye Birdie, I want to thank you for joining us on this hour. What an interesting, lovely show it is. It's such an original idea. And it just launched so many people on their careers and obviously will continue to do so. I don't know when we'll see the TV version. Maybe sometime, maybe not. In the meantime, let's just say that it all wraps up happily and conclusively with a charming number. And who is more charming than Dick Van Dyke and Cheetah Rivera? So we'll have them take us out as the curtain falls on Bye Bye Birdie.
I was never crazy for flowers. I confess that nothing left me colder. I could watch a daisy for hours, and all I'd feel was several hours older. Lilacs or lilies, any bloom you please, all that they did was make me shrug or sneeze. But now I love each blossom that I see, for a lovely little rose loves me. Now my life is rosy, since I found my Rosie. With a girl like Rosie, how could I be blue? Hand in hand we'll mosey, me and little Rosie, We will be so cozy by a fire built for two. Oh, I once heard a poem that goes, a rose is a rose is a rose. Well, I don't agree, take it from me. There's one rose sweeter than any that grows, and that's my Rosie. I'm so glad she chose me. Life is one sweet, beautiful song to me. Now my life is rosy.
Oh, we'll be happy, I know.
Since I found my rose.
Off to the creature we'll go.
With the girl like Rosie.
So how could we be blue? Oh, we'll have us a home out west. A nice little split level nest. And in every room, roses in bloom.
But there's one rose sweeter than all of the rest, and that's my Rosie.
I'm so glad you chose me.
Life is one sweet, beautiful song. When love is right, then what can be wrong? Life is one sweet, beautiful song to me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.